Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black. It's given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi part, I just wanted to highlight how to study and how to know your particular tithi which you were born in. There is an app called Jyotish app. I have marked the icon in the description above, okay, in the slide. You can see that blue box, blue icon with a white fire kind of thing. It is free, it has no attachments, it has no hidden stuff, nothing. Okay, some benevolent soul has made this free for humanity. Use that, plot your horoscope, and you can even see the transit tithis which are going on every single day. Okay, use that. Now let's get into the tithi part. Now we come to the final part, Purnima or the full moon, and the opposite of it, Amavasya or the new moon. So it's the final degrees, lunar majesty and fulfillment is Purnima, 168 to 180 degrees, or on the other side going towards 360, that is Amavasya. Element is air, the deity is Vishvadevas, the collective of cosmic deities. So air element itself should give you some hint there. It's very mental in nature, or absence thereof. I will compare and contrast both the full and new in one. Okay, just to wrap this up. So psychic abilities can be radiant, wise, intuitive on the full moon side. On the new moon side, they might find themselves or on the on the new moon side, they might find themselves absent of all of this. Okay, they might find themselves highly intuitive, highly confused, and don't know where they are going in life. It can be extreme opposites now, because you're heading towards full moon or new moon. They are blessed with artistic talent, compassion, and a magnetic aura on the full moon side. On the new moon side, absent thereof. Their psychic gift is illumination, heightened intuition, clairvoyance, and the ability to inspire devotion in others. That's on the full moon side. On the new moon side, it might be more tendency to listen to others. See, what happens when the moon hides behind the sun, sort of new moon, the other face, complete darkness. Basically, your mind has gone behind the soul. So your soul is calling the shots now. But that is not comprehensible to your mind. What your soul wants, your mind cannot comprehend ever. It is in the absolute form. Your mind is just in 3D with the brain. That's the way you got to understand the opposite sides of this, from full moon to the new moon. So how to enhance this factor? Moonlight meditation is good. Going to Shiva is good, because Shiva holds the moon on the head. Devotional singing is good. Charitable acts of giving, let's say, milk represents moon, water, offerings to Shiva represents moon. What to be wary of? Overindulgence in pleasure or emotional swings. They must root their radiance and discipline when it talk of full moon. This deity shown here is something like moon god. In personality, how does it manifest? Extremist by nature, either a digital or one, zero or one kind of nature, very digital nature, in Purnima and Amavasya both. These individuals are all or nothing at all. They are prone to obsession, insomnia, and lots of passions, too much swing of the mind. On the one side, it's very illuminated. On the other side, they feel lost in the world because their mind is absent from the show. The soul is guiding the path. They dedicate themselves completely to whatever captures their mind, but can become unbalanced due to their intense focus. Now, the entire light of sun is shining on the moon, or is completely absent. You see, the opposite sides. Remedy is engaging in ritualistic living. Try to take the help of the Vedas. Recite the Vedas, I would suggest. Creating routines to manage obsessive tendencies. That's all it becomes. It's obsession of your mind in one thing or the other. You need to work through this kind of a puzzle. Let me read something from my notes if I can find something. These people are like, I want everything or nothing. All or nothing at all. They might have insomnia issues, especially if it's on full moon. Insomnia issues, because the full light of your soul is shining on the moon, on your mind. That means you have trouble sleeping. Sun is very bright. You can't sleep in the daytime. A lot of sleep issues. They might be having tendency to have lots of extramarital affairs, both on full moon and new moon side. One side, they will be under influence of the opposite sex on new moon side. Why? Because your mind is absent. Your discernment is absent. On full moon side, they might go around, you know, fantasizing and carrying it out, because now their mind feels very sharp. They want to go out and do stuff. Sun is illuminating the moon now. Soul is illuminating the mind. They will completely ignore or not start anything. Like listening to one song, skip the song, go to another one. The people who continuously skip stuff, one thing to another. So like Instagram culture, you know, continuously infinite scroll. One job to another, one project to another, on a continuous obsession. Very OCD kind of people. It can unbalance things in these two tithis. Logical things do not make sense to them. They are extremely passionate about whatever obsesses their mind at any given time. Dedication with complete focus. In the case of Amavasya, it might be something else. It might be obsession towards spiritual stuff or occult stuff. Can be. That is also a type of obsession, equally as dangerous as is materialism. But they may be extremely brilliant in what they do. Their outer appearances do not matter to them. They might look shabby on the one hand, So I say looks are deceptive, don't they? But what they feel is most important to them. Moon is that feeling, isn't it? That is being either a zero or a one, kind of. Okay, this is what it is. Now let's see the total ones, the last slide of this series. So Shukla as in Purnima, and the Krishna or the Amavasya. Let's see that. So what happens on the full moon side? On the full moon side, the natives are radiant, compassionate, deeply intuitive. They go outward into the world. Remember, the full power of the sun is on the moon now. They embody fullness, artistic brilliance and clarity. Their siddhi is illumination, heightened intuition. It means whatever the soul is providing as light, sun, is all shining completely on the mind. So they feel bright. They feel mentally very bright, heightened intuition, ability to inspire others going outward, because Shukla is going outward. Now Shukla has come full circle, it become full moon. So they inspire others with their presence, like the full moon lighting the world. What they should do on Guru Purnima, Sharad Purnima, moonlight meditations, charitable giving, spiritual gatherings, that kind of thing. Okay, participate in that. Go and offer milk or water to Lord Shiva's temples on that particular full moon or new moon. This will help slowly tide for better results. Just a simple remedy. Watch what you eat, drink, watch what you eat, because those both represent moon. Constructive and outward, completes, illuminates, inspires. That's Shukla side. What happens on the shadow side, the opposite one, where this mind has gone completely eclipsed by the soul energy? Here now the air becomes directed towards Pitris or the ancestral energy, going into the spirit world, because you have gone essentially behind the sun, where all the souls come from. Release oriented, hidden and karmic. These natives are deeply introspective, karmically charged and often spiritually mature. They have a gift for shadow work. Learn shadow work. There are so many different modalities these days. Either mainstream or going towards mystics. Take your pick. You know, study the natal chart first and see where are the tendencies. If you can't figure this out, get in touch with me. They have a gift for shadow work, communing with the ancestors, you know, the ones who talk to the spirits on the other side, uncovering what is hidden. Their siddhis, ancestral wisdom, ability to guide others through darkness and karmic burdens. Now, if you're born on this Amavasya and you have some strong planets and points or positions in that 8th house in your chart or 12th house, then it becomes stronger, isn't it? So that's why you've got to put the tithis alongside the natal and the divisional charts later on to see exact kind of careers you need to look for. What they should do, they should perform a lot of Pitra Tarpana, means you're giving rites of ancestors. In the Vedic culture, there's lots of ways to do this. You can research it, GPT it. You can worship Kali, you can sit in silence and meditation, because everything has gone inward now. The entire energy of the mind is eclipsed by the sun, your soul. That's new moon. So you go inward, and this is not the time to go outward. I see people in the western side just going on about new moon, this is the thing to do new things. No, it isn't. It's a time to go inward, because it's the energy of ancestors. You're not to go outside unless it is a full moon. So perform the Shraddha rite. Shraddha rite. Shraddha means in Sanskrit, gratitude. Give gratitude to your ancestors. Best form, I would suggest, again, go to a Shiva temple for water. Or go to every morning when you wake up, you do your little prayers and then you offer water to the Tulsi plant or the peepal tree. Thank you to your ancestors. You are having the body of that with which you are born in 2025, carrying out your obsessions and compulsions, isn't it? So this mode is one of emptying, which healing and transformative. It works well, this Amavasya, only if it is dominant in your chart with 8,000, 12,000 active. Because then it gives you actual means to accomplish stuff. If it is other places, then we have to evaluate on a case-to-case basis. If you don't know what it is, then get in touch with me on the email and then we can see what we can uncover for you. Next, I shall be dealing with the Muhurta part of it, the transits of the lunar cycle, what you should and should not be doing. For better clarity, take care, be safe.